We're back here on Leaders Portfolio with the CEO of InstallNet International. Dale Ewing is in studio here on Leaders Portfolio. InstallNet was formed in 1995. It's a nationwide network of commercial furniture installation companies with over 250 independent service providers and revenues over $13 million in 2008. So tell me a little bit about what, Dale, tell me a little bit about what you provide, folks. It's a little bit of an interesting business model.
Okay, as you mentioned, we're a nationwide network, and we focus on a niche service industry, which is commercial office furniture installation. And what we do is we provide what's called an intermarket service. So we focus on project management of jobs on multi-location accounts. We serve dealers that have national customers, Fortune 1000 customers, that want to have a single point of contact and a single resource to handle all of their service needs nationwide.
And you, this was founded in 1995. Were you a founder?
Yes.
You were a founder. And so what gave you the idea to do this?
Well, it was started in 1995 as a division of a local installation company, which was Ewing Services. And so we were a local office furniture installation company. And we started from the ground up and learned the business from the inside out. We started performing national work. And in those days, really, there wasn't a whole lot of there was no internet, you know, and there was no intermarket connections. So we would send out supervisors and pick up local labor. Over time, we developed relationships with other professional installers, and we decided in order that there was a market out there for this national work.
And what gave you, why did you say, hey, I want to do this, I want to start this company?
Well, when we started Ewing Services way back when, we always said we're going to be nationwide. So it was kind of always on our mind that we're going to do that. And we didn't really know how to achieve that. We looked at, okay, we're going to grow. We're going to open up all these locations. And what we realized was it was kind of a catch-22 that you can't go nationwide until you're nationwide. Mm-hmm. So opening up one location at a time was just not going to work. So we decided after we saw that there was a market for that, that we would go out and partner with local independent service providers to create a national network right away so that we could have that that depth to be able to serve that market.
And how has that changed over that national these national provider service providers?
Well, it's improved over time. We have a program that we call Preferred Provider Program, and our program is totally related on relationships. So we look as if we do own them. We partner with them, but they are independent providers, so they provide a great diversity and personal attention to service in their local areas. How it's changed recently is with the internet and with the way things are changing, it's a lot easier, I think, for companies to find alternative resources. However, it's still a little bit like a needle in a haystack. They don't really know what they're getting. So our focus is continued to be on high-quality service providers so that we become that key resource for that dealer.
Do companies tend to use you once for a move, or do they tend to use you over time?
Yeah, they tend to use us over time, and that's the goal. Our primary customer base is office furniture dealers who actually sell the office furniture. And so they have these accounts, and our goal is to be their strategic partner for services. And so we develop long-term relationships, both with the service providers and with our customers.
Now, you started this thing called ANU. It's a nonprofit that matches surplus furniture fixtures and donates those to the underserved.
Yes. Actually, I didn't start it.
Okay.
I'll give credit to Rose Tourget, who is the founder of ANU. And we just actually ran into each other a couple years ago. One of our service providers pointed it out. We had seen the concept in the past, but what we're seeing now is a big, huge green responsibility from corporate America. And as the economy was starting to go down, there's a lot of downsizing going on. And there was a real challenge with placing this surplus office furniture. A lot of it didn't have a lot of value, and a lot of it was ending up in the landfill. And Rose also saw that trend, and she started this nonprofit organization 4 or 5 years ago to actually place surplus product out into the local community to other nonprofits or NGOs in that community and avoid the landfill.
Excellent. And you kind of brought that nonprofit in under your auspices, or somebody you give to?
Yes, we actually have kind of aligned with them. What we did is we started working with them to handle decommissioning of Fortune 1000 type companies. So they had multi-locations, they were downsizing, they needed to do something with this service. It's evolved over the last couple years to become a full service model where Anew becomes the resource for repurposing. So any product that needs to be repurposed or donated would go through our Anew connection. It just made it very easy and convenient for us to work with them, and we handle all of the service work on site.
And you talked about how with the downturn, there's a lot of companies getting rid of office furniture. Talk to me. You have a kind of a inside view into what's going on in corporate America with, being on the inside, knowing who's purchasing office furniture, who's getting rid of it. What are you seeing?
Well, it's still downsizing. It's slowing down.
They're still downsizing, but less of it.
I think it's going to be a while before you see companies lining up to buy a lot of new stuff. Our industry has become servicing existing accounts and making sure that we can serve them in a variety of ways, from relocation, reconfiguration, actually donating surplus product. But we also handle new furniture installation.
And people have different thoughts on how many more years this is going to be. You have any kind of predictions on?
Well, the office furniture industry in general lags the general economy. So we're
because hey, you don't need a new chair. You're good, right? Use the old one. I don't care if it squeaks,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So we are about 6 months behind whatever the economy does. So actually, we have a pretty good view of what happens. So as the economy improves, we'll know that we'll kind of be about 6 months behind that. As for my personal prediction, I think it's going to be a slow year. I think it's going to be steady. I don't think it's going to drop off. Some people are predicting double dip,
right.
Huge drop. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think we're going to see, rapid growth. I think everything's just going to settle in and, we're all trying to just keep it stable.
Hang on.
And move forward. Yes.
And so let's talk then a little bit about how you are leading within this kind of environment, this kind of up and down environment for your company. You have a Bachelor of Arts in Pre-Law and Education from the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. And
University of Delaware.
Oh, University of Delaware. Oh, I'm sorry. I confused you with Greg Diamond. I apologize for that. You're like, man, when did I get that degree? And you have a bachelor's in computer science.
Yes.
And but that's still very unrelated to furniture.
Correct.
But so what's your I want to get to you kind of what's your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, my leadership philosophy may not have anything to do with computer science or office furniture. It really has to do with people. And one of our values in our business is make a personal connection in a fast-paced world. And the idea is that business, life in general, is accelerating. We're all busy. We're all involved. And business is adapting and changing in at that frenetic pace. And everybody has to figure out how to adapt. And our philosophy is, let's take a chance to look somebody in the eye to make sure that we're really listening to them, that we're supporting them, and that people are the basis of everything that we do, whether it's in business or in the community or whatever. So always keeping that in mind, and you use the technology and the tools to support that.
And I got a Forbes business quote for you, Dale. This is from Winston Churchill. I never worry about action, but only about inaction. I never worry about action, but only about inaction. Winston Churchill, thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on that is that we are all in the process of moving right now, just trying to keep up with the changes, and we're continually adapting. And as I just said, business in general is having to adapt to a whole new environment. And we keep saying it's not going back to the way it was before. And so we have to keep our head up. We have to keep looking forward. And then we have to keep taking steps, even though it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you've had to, you've gone through this phase before because you started several independent installation service companies prior. And then you've, had growth. And then now there's tough periods. How do you keep adjusting as a leader?
Well, you have to let it settle in. You have to get through the survival part, which we did last year, and it is very challenging. But then you keep looking at what's ahead. We're always looking to take care of our people the best that we can, and then once we settle back into a safe environment, then we immediately start looking forward again and going, okay, now here we are. Now what do we want to do? Mm-hmm. And you take that next step again.
And do you still love this as much as you did when you started in 1995?
Actually, I do. I love it more, actually, right now because we're really...
Because it's hard.
It's very hard. It's very... I think it's very creative. We are, you know, we are changing the way business is done, or, you know, by creating this network and essentially working with subcontractors nationally. And it's just very exciting. Hopefully we're going to be able to achieve what we want to.
And then do you have kind of a five-year plan?
Well, five-year plan we have is continued rapid growth in the office furniture industry. We will be focusing also on Fortune 1000 companies, a lot of this decommissioning, extending our services from not just new furniture installation, but to include moves, relocations, those type of things. And actually, we would like to get in place what we are looking at in terms of complementary networks. We have developed alliances with other national facility services across the country, and we think there's a real complementary blend for us to bring our services together. So over the next 5 years, we're going to be working in that direction.
Excellent, excellent. And talk to me about how you think InstallNet has changed the field you're in.
Well, we've changed. When we first started, there really wasn't much recognition for the national service, other than the office furniture dealers who had their own dealer networks. And we've really created kind of a community of independent installers. So installers who are typically, I say mom and pop in the best possible way, local independent providers of services, are now able to get together to share best practices for them to grow their businesses, and we grow together. So we've created essentially an alliance in a business that wasn't there before, and it's very powerful.
Let's talk about how is office furniture changing. I know talking to architectural firms and in this economy, you know, residential houses are smaller. Everybody, you know, and they're saying similar, it's not going to go back. How are you seeing office furniture change?
There's a lot of ways that are changing, and a lot of ways it's the same. One of the ways right now is, again, part of the economy, is that people are looking for more basic functionality. So a lot of the really high-end type product is coming under a lot of scrutiny.
Interesting.
So people are looking for lower-cost products and services that meet their needs. The other thing is the whole way people work is changing. There's a lot more people that are telecommuting. So companies, as they're downsizing, really they're not necessarily downsizing completely. They're really moving people out of their office into their home office. And so they are then developing more community-type spaces within their office buildings. So they have people working from home, people working in the office. It's very dynamic.
And what percent of people do you that's interesting because you're kind of an insider to this. What percentage of companies, you know, kind of large, mid-sized companies are allowing their workforces to kind of telecommute? I mean, are you seeing it at 10% higher?
I'd say higher, much higher than that. I'd say it's really where things are going. I wouldn't want to put a percent on it, but I know that not only large companies, lots of small companies, it's changing the way small companies are doing business, because we have a few companies that we work with that are just virtual companies. They essentially all work out of their house, and they don't even have a location. But they're able to get their job done through the internet connection and through the communities that they're part of.
Interesting. Well, I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio, Dale. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And best of luck with your future.
Thank you.
Dale Ewing here with us on Leaders Portfolio. He's the CEO of InstallNet International. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. If you are interested in letting people know about your business, kind of what do you sell? What do you sell to? Consider being a sponsor of Leaders Portfolio.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.